Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
And I got a reason to bring this up here, Jamie. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you've got a 401k.
Let's not talk about this.
Market's not doing so well today.
Let's not talk about this.
Well, I got a question for you. I'm not going to get in deep. It gets boring.
I wonder if it hurts, like, if you jump out of the 11th story.
I don't know, but I'll push if you want. I mean, I'm here to assist. I'm your friend.
Thank you.
Look, the market is taking it in the shorts today. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, right in the old keister. Okay.
All right.
So it's rough out there, folks. Okay. Just hang in there. Everything's going to be okay. It'll come back. Don't worry about it. It's all good, good, good. But I do have a question for you. Now, what is it those two terms they use? One's a bull and the other one's a goat or a turd?
A bear.
Bear.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the second one.
Yeah.
I knew it was goat, turd, something like that. But so what?
Bull and bear. You want a bull market.
Okay. So today is a bear?
Yes.
Now, a bear is pretty ferocious, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why do they use bear? Why wouldn't they use like goat, donkey, something like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
This is very bad.
I'm trying to cheer her up. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, I mean, funny, you know, goat, donkey.
Yeah, this is fun. I couldn't even hear you.
Oh, this might do it.
Oh, my God.
Today is National Burrito Day. Now,
yay!
Granted, it falls on a day you can't afford it now. But it is National Burrito Day, which means there are certain places that you can get a free burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure what app you have to download, what hoops you have to jump through.
You know what was funny that you said when I heard you talk about being mad about the apps and stuff?
Yeah.
You said, it's just embarrassing to have that app. And I thought, who grabs your phone and looks at all your apps?
My wife and my son. Don't you think it is, though? Let's say that you lent me your phone for something, okay? Like a few minutes ago, you wanted me to give you my phone because you could take that whole voice thing off, okay?
Right.
But if you grabbed my phone and you looked at the front of it, and it had five fast food restaurants on the front page, apps, okay?
Yeah.
Would you look at me like, really? That's you live that life that you have five fast food apps on your phone?
To be honest, I don't think I would care.
I think I'd judge.
I would just think you're hungry all the time.
I would judge you because goofy apps.
And not only that, it wouldn't be on your first page. It would be like on your, because I'm looking at what kind of food I have. I have Domino's in here. I have the Domino's app because it's just easy to order a Domino's from my phone, you know?
It's not necessarily that somebody would see the apps on my phone. I would feel bad myself just looking at it and seeing those apps on there.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't want fast food apps on my phone.
Even though you're going to save money if you use them and stuff?
Yeah, because a lot of them you do save
a lot of
money.
He's so rich, he doesn't need it.
No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I bet on the other side of the market that it would crash. Yeah.
Yeah. nice.
I'm that guy at the craps table that bets against you that you're going to crap out. I got all my money on that.
Yeah,
right?
You did a good job. Yeah.
What is it called? Playing on the dark side? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. No, okay. I don't have the apps, but it is National Burrito Day. I know Qdoba. Chipotle, yep. Other places also have deals today.
Chipotle, it looks like you don't have to download the app. You just go to this website called unlockburritoday.com, and you play a little game that they have that's just like a burrito vault game is what they call it, and you just get a code.
It ended yesterday. It went from March 31st to April 2nd.
Son of a bitch, isn't that my life story?
Why would it
today?
Not be today?
Well,
because they're dumb.
Today is National Burrito Day.
You're supposed to get the codes by today.
Oh, okay. See, you got to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
You got to play games, man.
Beforehand.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
They got a little shyster game going on. They always do. Just to get a free friggin' burrito. No, I'm not playing you games. Not going to play the games. Not going to play the games.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm sad. I know a lot of people are sad because your 401ks are affected too.
I'm not even looking at mine.
You Everybody. Know what? Yeah. Can I say something?
Yeah.
My mood just changed so much. I recommend nobody look.
I saw you logging in on your thing and I was like, no, Jamie, don't do it. But there was a story from Fox scrolling across the thing and I was like, man, she's going to log in and look and it's just going to be bad news.
I told her not to do it.
I know. There's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to. Yeah, you know, I just signed off.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna be happy.
It's out of our control.
Right? Like, just be happy.
It'll come back. You'll get it.
Well,
all
I don't know how long it's gonna take to recoup that kind of money.
It's hard to be happy if you're Jamie right now. I'm not gonna lie.
It might take 10 years to recoup that. But it's fine. I'm fine. Yay!
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.